Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us for hour number two tonight, a Decision 2020 special, because we talked about the Democrats 2020 in the first hour, and we are going to talk with Don Trump Jr., and my music just left. I hate it when the music is gone before the actual visuals are gone. There we go. There's some more music in there. Anyway, it's the top of the hour. Glad you're here, and we've got a lot to get to. And before we're done tonight, I've even got a reaction to something that was on Twitter that was kind of important. But we're welcoming you into a very special edition, because yesterday, for my drive time show here in New York, we had the unique opportunity to sit down at a live location with a packed out audience in the house at Bobby Vann's restaurant at 230 Park Avenue. It's called the original Bobby Vann's. And the son of the president, Donald Trump Jr., stopped by. Now, he's got a new book coming out in the next week called Triggered. And it's all about the current state of things with the Democrat Party. But as we were there, my co-host was A.J. Katsimatidis, who is the daughter of the grocery store mogul John Katsimatidis, Red Apple Group proprietor. He also has an energy company, etc. Kimberly Guilfoyle, the beloved of Don Trump Jr., and I welcomed Donald to the show.
Good to be with you, Kevin. How you doing?
Last time you were on the phone with us, and we talked about your book, but I'm looking at an actual copy of this book. Are you excited?
I am. Listen, I got to sit and have a first row seat to the greatest political upset in history.
Yeah.
Not like Trump hyperbole. This is actually,
this is your story of that journey.
And this is the story of that journey and really how I got there, even as a conservative. Because, again, when you're from New York City, you have a father that's a billionaire. Not exactly, doesn't breed a lot of conservatism.
Right.
But, I've had an interesting adventure through it and get to be, witness all of this craziness that's going on. Get to be the number two target after my father of the Mueller hoax. And now we're just seeing a continuation of the witch hunt, right? It's this impeachment inquiry. This started on November 9th, 2016. The day he won.
Actually, I think it started a couple of months before that.
It probably did. Yeah. I mean, they were like, wait a minute, there may be a chance.
Yeah.
And it's just been a continuation of that. You see the rules and the goalposts are never ending. They always move. Only in favor of the Democrats, but the reality is the good hard-working people of this country, they see it. They see through the nonsense. They see through the garbage that the Democrats have been throwing out there, and I think it's only helping us.
Yeah. Well, we're really honored to have you for the hour. Thank you for being here. A.J. Katsimatidis is my celebrity co-host today. A.J., welcome back to Hour 2.
Thank you for having me.
And sitting right across from you is a good friend. Actually, Kim and I go a ways back. When I had a book out a few years ago, she actually interviewed me for my book on a thing called the Fox News Strategy Room. Do you remember those things, Kim?
Wow, that was a while ago.
That was before the Five or any of that other
stuff. I really think that was sort of the genesis, the beginning, of the Five. It was sort of the Five experiment, right? But doing it online and having people sitting around a table. And
we were on that little studio at the end of the 12th floor, and you had to pack into one tiny area to get it on.
But it was good times.
It was fun.
We let it fly.
Yeah.
But it's great to be on with you and with Don. This is super exciting because he just got this first copy at his office today.
Yeah, literally today.
Well, I really wanted to roll out the red carpet and have your cover photo all over the room and stuff when they came in and in your office said, no, they haven't even gotten books yet.
Yes. So. I literally got it this afternoon, so it's this is the first shot.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Listen, it comes out Tuesday, available right now for pre-order on Amazon. And again, I think it's an interesting take. I mean, for years people say, Don, when are you going to write the business book? I'm like, I got someone that shares my name. He's covered the business books. But I think it is a unique story. Certainly, a great American story. Especially when you look at the environment today. I talk a little bit about, my early roots becoming a conservative, and that's because I have a mother that actually escaped communist Czechoslovakia, a mother who actually escaped these communist and socialist policies that are becoming really mainstream on the left. I mean, you see Elizabeth Warren's plan today for the health care plan. It's a mere, $52 trillion, which is, when the U.S. government makes $6 trillion a year, it's big money.
Yeah.
Okay. It's big money.
Less than a decade to pay for.
Yeah.
Well, that's 52 over 10 years, right? So that basically leaves, with what the government makes, it leaves you about $1 trillion to fund everything else that the government spends six on and then some a year on.
It's but they just think it's
asinine.
Pocket change. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's magically like the Green New Deal, which was a mere $93 trillion. It's going to pay for itself.
And that would give us a chance to ride a bus to Hawaii or something.
You take buses, and Don's favorite thing about the cows, Don.
Well, math like physics. You can't just bend the rules to make your point, and then it doesn't work that way.
Right.
So you have the greatest economy of my lifetime going on now because of Donald Trump's policies. Unlike the governor of New York, whose policies are literally only pushing taxpayer revenue, money, jobs, future investments out of the city and out of the state. And so, I loved his little soundbite today, but it allowed me to sort of jump on him, which is like, you take that lightly, good riddance, but you're saying good riddance to tens of thousands of people every month who are fleeing
the
asinine and stupid policies that this governor is pursuing because he doesn't have the guts to actually stand up. I thought his brother on CNN was Fredo, but it may be Andrew.
Let's start some more battles, some more fights, right?
In the competition for who is Fredo, Andrew or Chris, man, they're running neck and neck these days with these stupid comments.
Now you know how the rest of our night's going to be, right?
Well, listen, you realize...
going to spill over to Twitter.
You realize
okay,
that...
okay, I hope so. Hey, good.
If Andrew Cuomo did half of For New York what my father has done throughout his career for New York, my father has rebuilt the skyline. My father has taken over jobs that New York City, New York State have destroyed and couldn't complete, whether it's Walman Rink, whether it's the Ferry Point Golf Course, where the state literally spent millions of dollars in endless pits of money, got nothing done.
Yeah.
My father took them over, got them done. Ahead of schedule, under budget, and is running them for the city. These failed New York City politicians have been doing this forever. Okay?
Yeah, they're exporting New York, right?
To push people like that, and again, it's not just my father leaving these stupid policies. It's a lot of successful people that are bringing other successful jobs. How'd that work out with Amazon? I got a great idea. Let's chase 30,000 high-paying jobs out of the city.
As fast as you can.
Wonderful, wonderful leadership
you
have here.
The interesting thing about that, Don, and I kid you not, I was saying before your dad got into the race, it would really be awesome if we didn't have someone from the political class run and win the presidency. Because when you are a businessman, you just mentioned two of the three things. Projects have to be done on time, number one.
Yeah.
They have to be done within budget, and they have to be done to the client satisfaction. Now, at the end of the day, your dad has lived that life his entire life.
100%. And unlike being a politician, Kevin, there's actual consequences when you don't do those things.
Right.
When you don't come in on time, when you're not under budget. There's actual real-world consequences, and that's the other thing. There are no consequences for our politicians these days. Guys like that, they run their mouths, they put up terrible numbers, they chase away jobs, and they get reelected because they promise wonderful things on a campaign speech, but they don't actually do them. What's unique about my father is, because he has a track record of success, because he's actually signed the front of a paycheck before, not just the back, because
Obama,
he had people's livelihoods, their family's well-being, dependent on his success for decades,
right?
He could take that, bring it to D.C., and actually be the first promises made, promises kept president of our lifetimes.
Well, and just imagine if he had not had Russia and impeachment biting at his heels every day, too. I mean, it's like,
100%.
The cartoon, I don't know if it's Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse, or what, but there's a cartoon where the main character is holding, like, the villain at bay, and the villain's, like, he's, like, punching air, and meanwhile, with his other hand, he's doing other stuff behind him.
Yeah.
That's your dad. Your dad's keeping all these things at bay with one hand, and he's performing miracles on the other end.
Well, I agree with
employment.
You. But I think
David
point,
and Goliath, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Him against everybody, against the world.
My point, though, is imagine what he could accomplish without that nonsense.
No, that's, yeah.
This is an unprecedented amount of income. Listen, Republicans are always going to take extra heat because you got the media against you, you got pop culture against you, you got Hollywood against you. they're always going to take more than a Democrat. The Democrats, you see what their stupid policies have done. They're no good, but they still get full credit for whatever it is the hell that they're doing.
All right, that's Donald Trump. And from my broadcast yesterday in Drive Time here in New York City on Kevin McCullough Radio, it's Radio Night Live, and we're back in the studio. The remainder of that conversation, which spilled out over the course of an hour, we're going to get to in tonight's hour two. We're so glad that you're with us, and grateful that we can also bring you the insights of the son of the president. We get into a lot more stuff in the moments to come. In fact, I'm going to ask Kim Guilfoyle, who appeared with him, who's, you may remember her formerly of Fox News, a little bit later in the hour. We'll talk about the role of women in the 2020 election. And is it really the same narrative that the media and the Democrats are putting out there, that all women seem to hate the president and there's no way he can do well with them, et cetera, et cetera? We'll ask A.J. Katsimatidis and Kimberly Guilfoyle those questions from last night's event at Bobby Vann's here in New York City. We will get into all of that as we continue. And then a little bit later on, I've got, I answer a liberal on Twitter in probably one of the most important questions that any liberal has asked on Twitter in this year. Someone was going after the tax policies and trying to make a point, and I'll let you be the judge and jury when we get to that point, but when we're done in the final few moments of the hour. That's all straight ahead. It's Radio Night Live. Thankful to be with you on Biz TV, Salem Radio, GCN, and another number of other great radio networks. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us back at Radio Night Live. So some of you know that I do a broadcast Monday through Friday as well. It's an afternoon drive here in New York on a couple of stations, AM 570 The Mission, AM 970 The Answer, and then there's a national network version of that show that is aired almost every hour on the hour from 5 p.m. Eastern all the way through till 4 a.m. the next morning. But the opportunity that we had yesterday was to do a live remote on location at a restaurant in Midtown Manhattan with the son of the president. Donald J. Trump Jr. was my guest. And I was also joined by a celebrity guest co-host, A.J. Katsimatidis, who's the daughter of the grocery magnate, John Katsimatidis. And Kimberly Guilfoyle, the beloved of Donald Trump Jr., also joined us. And I felt a little bit bad that in that opening segment that we just played for you, Don and I did all the talking, so I kind of went a different direction with the beginning of segment two.
Well, the roses always outshine the thorns, right?
We better let them go. In 2019, we'll be branded as misogynist, Kevin. They'll cancel us.
They will. They'll try to anyway. Go ahead.
Sure. So one thing that I really admire about your dad, our great president, is that he doesn't back down no matter what the liberals throw at him. And you have that same aggressive, amazing, tough personality. And I was so excited to read the plug for your book when you said that the best defense is a good offense. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that.
You know, it's sort of interesting. I think if you look back, even historically within our family or around business, everyone was like, you know, Don's sort of the one, he's into the outdoor stuff. He's not, you know, he's probably the one that's most different from the father. But if you actually then put us in a corner where we're backed in a corner
personality-wise
by these crazy people,
right,
all of a sudden that's when we realize, like, it took us 41 years to realize we're basically the same person under pressure, right?
And identical twins.
No, and the reality is that he's always been that way. He's always done better under pressure, and he's always up for the fight. And I think what he's shown conservatives who have this sort of, you know, let's turn the other cheek mentality. You know, we have our principles and we'll talk about them really well in the stump, but the second we get under pressure, we just turn the other cheek and fade into the distance. He's shown the Republican Party that you can actually fight back. You don't just have to take the loss. You don't just have to give up because the other side would like you to,
right,
and they're able to drive a narrative more effectively because the mainstream media is the marketing wing of the DNC. He's shown that you can push back and you can actually win, and I think if we take that forward as conservatives, it's going to be the most important lesson we can learn, because we don't have to lose these battles. And no one has really been more successful over time, or, you know, really just blowing it, than Republicans. I mean, they're better at snatching defeat from the jaws of victory than anything I've ever seen in our lives.
You're singing my song.
And he's showing them that you don't have to behave that way. You can push back. You're going to get branded. You're going to get, you know, mean articles about you. But it doesn't matter. He's actually doing the things he said he was going to do. And that's all that his electorate cares about.
And I want to bring that discussion then to the reality of what's going on the actual trail. Because, you know, Bernie Sanders held a rally here under the Brooklyn Bridge a weekend or so ago. And AOC came out and, they had 12,000 people show up. And the media acted like it was the biggest thing they'd ever seen. I think Elizabeth Warren put 8,000 in one of the... And this is a liberal gathering in a liberal city.
Well, of a city of 12 million people.
Right, exactly.
Congratulations.
Meanwhile, your dad dad goes to North Carolina,
yep.
Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, formerly all strong Democratic strongholds,
yep.
and is packing 25,000 in the place and 20,000 to 50,000 outside the place at every stop.
Okay.
What does that say, not so much about your dad, but about how the message is resonating with the people in those blue states on offense?
Well, they get it. Listen, I think you probably saw it like in Orlando back in June when we launched the campaign.
I was there.
Right?
Yeah.
You saw, I think we spoke there actually.
Yeah.
You saw 45,000 people to show up for 2 days prior to an announcement in a stadium that holds 25,000 people.
It was the best block party that they've had in the city.
Oh, my God. It may still be going on.
But more importantly, so those people showed up to hear a politician speak. That doesn't happen first and foremost. That doesn't happen at rock concerts where you're turning away that many people. But then you saw the mainstream media. Oh, did you see those people? You know, it was raining and pouring. It was
right,
a disaster.
Right, right.
You didn't lose a single person. They were really there because they wanted to be there. And it was a beautiful thing, and the support was incredible. This was right after the Mueller nonsense broke. You know, so these are people I'm saying, hey, this wasn't a victory for my father or for me. This was a victory for all of you who never wavered, who never doubted. But then I go in and turn on the TV, flying back with my father on Air Force One. It's, oh, did you see those terrible people? They were in flip-flops. Oh, was that their formal attire? There's a level of hatred and disdain for hard-working men and women of this country that the media has, that the left has, that's really disgusting, and it's manifesting itself. It's always been there, but there's not even a pretense to hide it anymore. Like, there's no longer a pretense of objectivity anymore.
There used to be a snooty kind of, we're going to be sophisticated in how we insult you. Now they just, like, shove the pie in your
face. Well, they didn't take the lesson of 2016. They didn't realize that people got it, that the American people and the hard-working men and women of this country who just want to live their American dream instead of it being our only export
right.
to some country that hates our guts. They want their kids to maybe experience that. They want their families to maybe get the benefit of their tax dollars. Again, not some jerk in another country that hates our guts. They want to be able to live that dream. And that's not a bad thing. And these mainstream media, when they're, I don't know a single person that would vote for Donald Trump, because they never left their cubicle at the New York Times.
Right.
They never even thought that these policies, you know, NAFTA, all these things that destroyed the U.S. economy, they can't even imagine, you know, why those people would rebel against the crap that they've been feeding them for decades.
It's beyond the realm of imagination.
No, they still don't get it. You saw it this weekend with, al-Baghdadi, an austere religious scholar. No. He's a rapist. He's a murderer. He's someone who threw people in cages, doused them with gasoline, and lit them on fire.
Right.
This is not an austere religious scholar. This is a piece of crap. And he got what he deserved.
Kim, you were trying to jump in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think, really, Don, like, your father has exposed the mainstream media, acting in concert with the liberal Democrats, and that's why people really do feel emancipated politically in this country, the working class, and we've seen it across the country, the base that loves Don Jr., because they can smell somebody who's a phony, like the liberals, like the media, when they pretend like they're being fair and balanced, and they're not. So when they see someone come that actually understands and treats them with respect.
Right.
And that's what the president does. That's what Don does. We're out in the field. And people are smart. Like, that's what the liberals and the mainstream media don't understand. The voters out there get it. They know that they have been conned and taken advantage of for far too long.
It took the Washington Post 3 swipes at that headline before they decided on a very mediocre.
Guys, this isn't rocket science.
They actually had it the closest on the first one.
This isn't quantum physics. Like, the fact that they have to kind of figure, imagine the level of derangement that you have to be. But this is the problem. This is the lens that people are seeing their quote-unquote news through. You saw, what was it that the New York Times did the other day? They had, the wonderful article about, same thing. They take something that's so obvious. It's such an easy layup to just be objective.
But here's
and
the
they'll
thing.
Sit there and warp it to this craziness.
But here's the
and
thing
they don't even
really,
get what's wrong
really
with it.
Is a little bit shocking, I think, to the American people, and I'm not talking about those of us that live in Manhattan or D.C. or in L.A., but in the rest of the country. The president has worked nonstop on the economy, job creation, fair trade, bringing back production to the United States, everything that needed to be done for the everyday American.
Correct.
In the meantime, you have the media losing its mind, talking about all the things that he's not woke with and this and that.
Well, you had the New York Times fact-checking the meme about him putting a medal around the dog.
Right. Like,
I remember seeing that this week, and that was one of the more amazing things. That's Don Jr. We continue.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state of Iowa is being invaded by Democratic presidential candidates this weekend.
You are looking at somebody who probably lifetime has the strongest pro-worker record in the United States Congress.
I have always been opposed to the death penalty.
The tough lesson that I've learned is that not everybody's ready for this conversation.
They have about 3 months to go before the important state caucuses. Elizabeth Warren is now leading in some of the polls. She laid out how to pay for her Medicare for All plan. She says it would divert the funds employers currently pay private health care companies to the government and increase taxes on the wealthy with assets above $1 billion.
It's all fully paid for by asking the top 1% and giant corporations to pay a fair share.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. of all boys I've known.
All right, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. We are playing for you highlights of an extended conversation with the son of the president from my broadcast yesterday in PM Drive here in the nation's number one media market. And Donald Trump Jr. was at the table, and I just announced, because we had just gotten the word that Beto O'Rourke had dropped out of the presidential race, and here was the president's son's reaction live.
Beto O'Rourke has just dropped out of the 2020 presidential race.
I'm so shocked to hear that. I really thought he had a chance, Kevin.
That 2% was going to carry him across the
flailing around like Gumby with moronic policies. Like, I don't know what happened, but man, Hollywood boosted him up during that Senate race, and the fact that he thought he had a chance is sort of amazing.
I really thought he was going to win the Senate race, but other people thought he was going to.
Beta male.
Yeah, it's just, well, okay, so that's
fake Hispanic.
One more that your dad is like marked off the calendar. He went through 17 in his own primary, and now he's clicking them off on the other side as well. Hey, let's talk about this, and I want to bring AJ and Kimberly more into this conversation. So Kayleigh McEnany and your sister-in-law are on my show a lot.
Yeah.
There's a movement that is supportive of this president that is female. What's driving it? What is the secret to it? Are they gonna win a greater percentage than they did in 2016?
Well, one of the many frauds that the mainstream media, liberal Democrats, like to perpetuate is this false notion that women don't support the president of the United States. And I'm here to tell you that they do, because we travel across the country. We probably have more women and men that even show up for these things, for the rallies, for the events, and women are donating to President Trump in record numbers. So I fully expect that we're going to see them engaged and showing up at the polls. And women have never done better under any president than they have under President Trump and his economy. I mean, literally last year, 1,800 new jobs, meaning new women created, owned and operated businesses, a day in the United States of America under President Trump. So women across the country said, so it's 1,800 a day, women owned and created jobs. Each day in the United States were created under President Trump. Those are record numbers, and women are the ones making financial decisions in the households. They're the ones that they show up, the ones buying cars, making decisions on any kind of like household purchases, etc. And it is really powerful. They are coming out for President Trump because we've had record low unemployment for women, just like we have for African Americans, Asian Americans, because the president's policies are lifting up all Americans. But I'm so happy as a woman and as a single mother to say that the president is doing his very, very best for all of us. And AJ knows it because she goes on all the different shows as well talking about it. And you see the support, AJ, and with your leadership that you have with the GOP here in Manhattan. How many women love the president?
So many women love the president. And all the time that I've known him, he has been such a champion of women. Whether it was in the private sector with his company, he employed so many women and empowered them in leadership roles. And now in the presidency, he's created so many jobs for women. That was one of his major priorities. 2,628,000. Like, wow. He is doing such a fantastic job for women. And I know you travel around the country.
Yes.
You're amazing. So you probably see it everywhere you go.
I really do. And they love him. I mean, they want to go out there and campaign. They're bundling for him. They're like, please tell the president we love him. We stand for him. It's really a shame that they are telling lies about the president like this, because he is so supportive of women. When you look at his cabinet, everybody who he has in working in powerful positions, and our campaign, we have more women than men on the Trump reelection effort.
I don't even think Elizabeth Warren can claim that. So that's,
no,
that's
and
cool.
We have more female donors than any of the other Democrats that are running. So I'm going to tell you something. Women have skin in the game because they are taking their money and they are putting it behind President Trump. And over 60% even of our donations to this president's incredible reelection effort come from small dollar donors. The majority of those are women. So what does that tell you?
I'm just curious if either of you have seen the numbers scientifically. I've seen it colloquially on Twitter in the last 48 hours. But my feeling is that since the vote was taken on impeachment that donations have gone through the roof. Do you have any sign that that is actually, in fact, happening? Because it seems like it's happening.
I don't have any hard data. I haven't bothered to even check because the fundraising is going so well. Because, honestly, our best fundraising comes from when you give a Democrat the mic. When you see these, but no, it is. They're like, make your case. It's like, I don't need to. Just listen to them. Again, as someone who had a mother who escaped communist Czechoslovakia, it's amazing when you see these liberal and socialist policies being pushed now and say, how come there's no one in America who's, say, from Eastern Europe, former communist Eastern Europe, or who's from the former Soviet Union, or who's from China, or who's from Cuba or Venezuela? How come there's no one from those countries advocating for these policies here?
Well, and that's a great question, as Don Jr. got into it. When we come back, some more of the highlights of my conversation with him live from my afternoon drive broadcast yesterday. It's Radio Night Live.
Phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
KMC.
There we go.
return to the scene of the crime, Calvin McCullough on Radio Night Live. Glad to have you with us. Yesterday, I had a sit-down with the son of the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, Jr. He's got a new book called Trigger that's coming out on Tuesday. I want you to get a copy of it. But I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to engage him. We just spoke about women and their impact in the vote. I turned the discussion to a different direction as we followed through on the next step in that journey of what the whole thing means. Starting to be told, but it's being told too slowly for my own taste. Kanye, some other people that are now starting to speak up and be vocal about it are setting a different narrative. But is there going to be a concerted effort by the campaign to punch people back on that point and be aggressive about it, the way he's fought back on everything?
Well, listen, I think without question. I mean, I think, first of all, the results speak for themselves, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You got the highest level of, you know, African-American, you know, new entrepreneurship, you know, companies founded. Same with Hispanics. Lowest level today of, you know, African unemployment in history. In history. The numbers speak for themselves. Those policies are raising wages in the lowest level of the workforce where that you haven't seen those kind of wages ever go up. You know, so the policies speak for itself. But, you know, it's interesting when they do that. I say, I watch all these Hollywood elites say that. I go, you know, and it's funny. I remember having dinner with that guy 7 or 8 times. And I you know, it's only when you came out of as a conservative. There's a reason he's in 150 rap songs, and it wasn't because he was racist. You know,
how cool is that, you know, by the way?
That is cool.
You know, baby, are you in a rap song?
No, listen, I see it. It's in the book. I mean, I talk about the story in Triggered. You know, you got the Reverend Al, right? Like, you know, the Reverend Al called me when he needed a reference to go get an apartment in New York City. So I don't remember us being all that racist all of a sudden. But it's when you can turn it, and then the media will run with the soundbite because that's how they control. I mean, if you look at leftist policies and what they've done for those communities over decades,
right?
Zero. Zero. I mean, and yet they keep sort of, they have a stranglehold. So there is a concerted effort, but there is a stranglehold, right? The Democrat left, they have at the top of the, you know, the pastors, the religious leaders, the this, every aspect of the community. So I see it so much, and it's not the people like maybe here where they're wearing a MAGA hat. It's people that are coming up, be like, I love what your dad's doing. They're whispering it.
Right.
You know, they're racist too, by the way.
They call me racist. I'm sitting there with Kimberly in bed, my Puerto Rican girlfriend, and they're saying you're racist. I'm like, I'm really bad at this. If I'm a racist, I'm really bad at it.
You're really good at it.
My Puerto Rican girlfriend, who's also 6.1% Native American, I tell everyone.
Holler, diversity.
I tell her she should tell people she's 10,000% Native American because if Elizabeth Warren scale, you know, she might as well be because, you know, this is what we're up against. Though.
Speaking of which, they unveiled the price tag to Warren's medical adventure. $52 trillion. I'm just thinking, Don Jr., of all the things that the country needs and could do.
Yeah.
And part of this goes back to, and riff on this for a second. We are great when we begin approaching solutions from kind of a counterintuitive way. So if politics have said you have to do a preparative health insurance forever, what if we started looking at preventative and personal responsibility and how people live?
Because our politicians aren't business people, they are purely reactionary.
Right.
No one ever comes up with anything proactively. And so I think that's what my father's done differently. I mean, this plan, you know, oh, it's $52 trillion over 10 years. You know, let's just say it's about 90% per annum of what the U.S. government makes in revenue. So of that 90%, if you're magically not going to raise middle class taxes, which she says she's not, where's it coming from? It's just, it doesn't exist. You know, these are Santa Claus type policies. I hope you don't have any children readers, but that stuff doesn't exist.
But the left has never been honest about how they funded things.
No, they don't have to be because there's no one there to hold them accountable. You know, there used to be a media that would say, okay, well, maybe we'll call all this out a little bit, but the media doesn't even pretend to be objective anymore. They don't even pretend. They just say, no, it's a wonderful plan. It's going to work. You got to cover X, Y, Z, but they don't say, well, okay, assuming we're already still going into debt every year, if we have $6 trillion in revenue, and now you're saying we're going to take five of that to cover one issue, well, who's going to fund a road? Or who's going to fund a military? Or who's going to fund public education? Or who's going to... Something's got to give. So, you know, these are unrealistic policies by people who have no business making decisions like this because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. But because there's no resistance, because there's no one to hold them accountable, they can just get away with it. They can be the Pied Piper and bring everyone along and everyone's singing and it's wonderful, but no one's there holding them accountable. These things are disastrous policies that our children and our grandchildren are going to get stuck with the debt load for, and it's a real problem that no one will talk about.
It's going to bankrupt the country.
And you need an adult in the room, Kevin, and there isn't one right now.
We were talking beforehand, and your kids and mine are about the same age, and when I think about it, you know, I look at my four-year-old daughter at night and I say, what are we leaving for her?
Correct.
And if we turn over the reins back to what it was for the 8 years before your dad was there, and to some degree, most of the modern era of my life, big spending going way beyond what is fiscally responsible, etc. We're never going to get it back on track. And I know, and I think it was your brother that told me this story, but I want you to take us back to the moment, the night that your dad called all of you into the room and said, we've been thinking about it, and we're pulling the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say in that conversation? Relay that story
for me. I write about it in the book. I go into a little bit more detail. But for me, it was that day. The day he announced. So it was June 16, 2015. I wasn't 100% sure until basically we're going down in the elevator. I'm like, oh my God, this is real. And he looked at me in the elevator, and he just said, now we find out who our real friends are.
Yeah.
And truer words have never been spoken. And, you know, AJ, your family's been incredible, but, you know, of the New York crowd, so many of them, and all the friends then on November 9th, 2016, hey, Don, we were with you all along. I'm like, that's weird. You haven't returned my phone call in, like, 18 months. You were with me all along. It's like, I'm watching you post on Facebook. Like, don't lie to me. By the way, I respect disagreement, but you can't have it both ways.
Right.
You can't be, like, woke and cool on Facebook and then, like, be texting me privately being like, I love the policy that you're doing. Someone finally has to say no. And so what was awesome about the statement that my dad made...
Hold that thought. We're coming back.
Yeah, we're going to come right back. That was a place where we had to break. We'll do the same thing here. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live with Donald Trump Jr., and we continue with our final few thoughts in just a moment. You can email me at kmcradio@gmail.com if you've got any thoughts, kmcradio@gmail.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMK.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin McCullough, thank you for hanging in there tonight. By the way, I wanted to show you this. So my 9-year-old ankle biter comes into the kitchen this morning while I'm making breakfast, and he's got his paints and his paintbrush and his Taekwondo board that he broke last week. And he began to paint the stripes and the stars on this thing I'm holding in my hand. It's an American flag on a piece of wood. And he did it all freehand. And I said, son, if you finish that, because I was so proud of it, I said, we will put it in the studio permanently. So we're going to leave it right here in the studio. And in weeks to come, every time you see this, just know Papa Bear is very proud of his baby cub. So having said that, thanks to Mr. James for doing that. Now, we go back to the final few minutes of my time with Donald Trump Jr. yesterday, taking place here on my afternoon show. This is, of course, the son of the president, and what he had to say was pretty important.
You were telling us the stories we were going to break. Your dad was headed down with you. They said he had told you that you're going to find out who your true friends are.
Yeah.
And I think it was, I guess, your brother that told me that in the residence upstairs, that he looked you guys in the face and said, I've thought about doing this several times, but I have to do it now, because if I don't, we lose America.
I agree. And he did say that, and he's been saying that for a while. And listen, it was no secret. He was getting more and more vocal. But unlike a lot who just get vocal and just throw stones from the sidelines, he actually stepped up and, you know, got in the game. But what was great about the statement when he looked me in the eye and just said, you know, now we find out who our real friends are, was it shows, A, he understands how the real world works. But more importantly, he did this not thinking that this was going to be some gilded pathway to go do amazing things. He knew it would be vicious. He knew those who had been, you know, let's call them friends, in quotation marks, right? He knew that they would turn on him, because it's easy to be a leftist. It's easy to, you know, scream and rant and rave and do the Hollywood talking points, and you're a wonderful person. And it's not so easy to be a conservative, and it's not so easy to be a vocal conservative. It's even harder to be sort of a Trumpian conservative, which is actually an in-your-face, this is nonsense, we're going to call you out on this crap. And so he did it anyway. And that was the best part of that statement, was he knew it was going to be brutal. He knew what would happen. And he didn't need this job, Kevin. He didn't need this job.
Don, tell the Oprah. So Don's pinned tweet, his appearance, your father's appearance on Oprah is your pinned tweet.
Yeah, it's literally him on Oprah in like 1986, literally talking about bad trade policies and stupid politicians. That have, you know, you and I would not let negotiate a car lease, let alone trillion-dollar decisions that our kids are going to be bound to. You know, so he's a consistent guy, and he's been out there, and finally he had had enough. And you can see the last 8 years prior to him, it really was time for someone with some guts, someone with some brains.
All right, so that was Donald Trump's final closing statement. We've got his book coming out on Tuesday called Triggered. I hope that you'll get a copy, and it's going to be a bestseller. caller, I predict, instantaneously. He's going to tell his story of the Trump rise and kind of what it was like to be the son of the president as he was being targeted for the Russia collusion and other stuff as well. Anyway, if you want to re-listen to this, the podcast is available at iTunes and at SoundCloud. And I just want to say thanks to everybody for making this broadcast available tonight. Radio Night Live on our great radio partners.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.